You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The earnings season has got off to a modest start, with software companies reporting a muted set of numbers. Results of early birds suggest top-line growth is tapering off, as inflation has eased and demand for some categories of goods remains subdued. However, margins seem to be improving as cost pressures have eased. The big disappointments so far have been Avenue Supermarts, Bandhan Bank, HCL Technologies and Rallies. For a sample of 61 companies, including banks and financials, net sales are up 11% year-on-year, the slowest increase in at least 4 quarters. Operating profit margins, however, have come in at 24%, expanding by 104 basis points year-on-year. Net profits too have grown at a decent 16% despite a sharp jump in the interest bill. In some more industry news, IdeaForge investor Celesta Capital is looking to invest in 10 to 15 Indian startups engaged in semiconductor design and deep technology, such as artificial intelligence, in the next 2-3 years, the venture capital senior partner Gani Subramaniam told FE. The US-based firm has 4 funds totaling about $1 billion, and 2 of these are India-focused. The average ticket size Celesta is looking to invest is about $7 to $15 million. Subramaniam said India has seen a majority of investments in consumer tech startups, but not seen investments in the deep tech and semiconductor design space, and Celesta is focused on that. Subramaniam said that India has an advantage both to tap the global competitive businesses with its technology solutions as well as cater to its own demand. Meanwhile, the overall people costs would rise by a modest 12% in FY24, and that of Indian companies are likely to be higher than their multinational corporation peers. This fiscal is likely to be a year of consolidation, with fixed costs rising more slowly and being replaced by variable, performance-driven payouts, according to a study by IMA India. The big increase in people costs over the last 2 years, which were led by sharp pay rises and a surge in hiring, are starting to temper. The overall people costs had risen by 15% in FY23, the 2023 CXO Increment Survey report said. These numbers are consistent with mounting signs of a generalized slowdown in hiring, and in industries such as IT, this is linked to large-scale layoffs. They're also in line with slowing increments, at least in terms of fixed salaries. Over to economy, the center will likely sanction almost the entire ₹1 trillion untied capital expenditure loan for state governments and release nearly half of that by July end. Accordingly, it has relaxed the norms to release 2/3 of the 50-year interest-free loans, amounting to ₹66,600 crore in the first installment, instead of the earlier plan to release 1/3 or ₹33,300 crore. The bulk of the funds in the first installment will reach states by month end. The faster loan sanction is aimed at helping states regain their capex tempo. Besides, this staggered approach may lead to underutilization of the funds given a host of state elections due by 2023 end. Moving on, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman on Sunday called for systematic information exchange among G20 countries covering more and newer classes of assets as a means to combating tax evasion and money laundering. Participating in the G20 symposium here, she welcomed a recent OECD report on such information transparency and suggested that each country may, for instance, share data on immovable property transactions undertaken by its residents in foreign jurisdictions. Appreciating the progress in crypto asset reporting framework and updated standards in this regard, the minister said, quote, "Besides these, we should also examine closely whether there are any other classes of assets in respect of which information needs to be shared in a systematic way amongst jurisdictions," unquote. In other news, consumer durables makers are turning their attention to the next big consumption occasion after a difficult summer this year. Most companies are gearing up for the upcoming festive season that kicks off August onwards and extends right up to November, and the ODI Cricket World Cup to be held between October and November in India. Nilesh Gupta, Director Vijay Sales, a consumer durables retailer who has stores in the west and north of India, said retail traders will begin stocking up for the festive season from early August. Companies are expected to begin their marketing and sales promotional activities aggressively once the Adhik Mass period concludes to capitalize on the festive momentum. Lastly, the share market. The stocks that you need to watch out for today include HDFC Bank, DMart, Bandhan Bank, JSW Energy, SBI, Suzlon, Lupin and Power Grid, among others. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.